Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
So we wanted to try and understand if there are any concerns for South Africa. In recent days, there's been fresh talk out of Washington about the expanded travel ban, possibly even affecting up to 30 countries. South Africans are asking, can this possibly impact us? Well, today we bring in someone who does know aviation and international travel inside out, Desmond Latham. He is an aviation expert with extensive experience. That doesn't mean I'm calling you old, Desmond. I'm just saying experience.
Call me old. It's true.
Well, you know, I'm just so careful of words now because we're focusing on sort of words of the year and what we mean when we say things. So now I'm on guard. Anyway, so thanks for joining us. Firstly, for anyone who hasn't followed the developments, what is really going on here?
Hello, Howard, and hello, everyone. Just quickly, my grandmother used to say, only donkeys eat hay.
So it's a thing. So it actually is a thing.
It's a thing.
Okay.
And she used to say that to me in the 60s, so it's been a thing for a while.
Fine. I've been schooled this morning. Right.
But to your question,
yes.
No, there won't be effect in South Africa, and even a secondary effect, because most of the countries, if you look, are north of the sub-Saharan zone. I mean, Libya, Afghanistan, Myanmar, Chad, you know, the closest is the Congo, DRC.
Mm.
But it's not even DRC, it's the Republic, it's Brazzaville. So, you know, Equatorial Guinea, Somalia, Yemen, Sudan. No, there's going to be no effect on us,
right.
Fortunately.
So,
I mean, the secondary effect could be in the future because of what the administration's been doing with South Africa in terms of the G20 and so on. There may be. So we keep an eye on that, but I doubt it. I think there's too many correlations that are positive at the moment to imply that we'll be banned from traveling there.
Right. And if it was a problem, it could possibly be if you're using another area as a hub. For flights, not that Ethiopia is on this list, but many South Africans fly via Ethiopia to other parts of the world or Dubai. Again, none of those are on this list, so it shouldn't be an issue. But if you were using one of those regions as a hub, you just have to find an alternate way. Is that correct?
Yes, and I mean, without dealing with the politics here, you can see that it's performative because they're targeting people that they can afford to ban. Whereas
interesting,
they're not going off
point.
To India, which is a huge
yes.
interrelations with America. They're not going after some of the European states that they've had a disagreement with and so on. They're making it safe. They're going after the easy, weak states that have got very little travel into the U.S.
How does this, even countries like this, where you don't have significant traffic between the U.S. and these countries, how much impact does it have globally on the aviation industry?
It creates a problem because, I mean, the other thing we must say is nothing's happened yet.
Right.
And we know that this president has a propensity to say a lot and not do very
yes,
much.
Yes, he does.
So he's called Tucker in the trade and the markets for a reason. So we'll have to see if this follows through with Noom and what she does in terms of homeland affairs and so on. So that's the first thing, is that we don't really take notice of performative, functional politicking until there's actual action.
Yeah, and I think that's sensible.
But it will, at the moment, it's creating instability, and some of the airlines will be thinking about their routes. It will have a knock-on effect to some extent if this goes through. It's going to change, and you know, because airliners and the airlines move their planes around in various fashions, it may have an effect on that and the crew. They're monitoring at the moment, but I think most of the people that I can see in operation have kind of ignored it. Because it's, as I said, it's just a statement on a
Absolutely.
Social media channel.
Desmond, we've got a very short time, but I do want to just ask you this once we've got you on. How is it looking in South Africa ahead of December, the holiday period? Flights, definitely, from what I'm hearing, people are saying very expensive. Does that mean that South Africans are traveling?
Yes. and levels we haven't seen since 2019. So that's a positive thing for all of us, is that despite some of the pressures we're facing, the middle class, with cost of living and so on, that one thing that we need to do in the country is to fly from place to place, particularly in this period. And of course, the airlines make most of their profits starting now and through to April next year. So this is good news for the airlines. And some of the pressures that are growing on FlySafair, for example, and the ownership have been shelved pending this period. So yes, it's very expensive. I have to, in short notice, I've had to book a flight, which I don't like to do, as you know, Howard. I like to book months ahead because it's half price, basically.
Really, it is.
And I have to take a flight soon, and it's double the price I normally pay. So I can agree with the sentiment of your.
I think that people that have left it late to book their holidays certainly aren't going to be paying the price because, as you said, it's almost double, which is crazy. Desmond Latham, thank you as always. If we don't chat before, wishing you a fantastic December and a brilliant new year. Hope it is all good for you and your loved ones.